WMFO, Medford the Beatles, of course, and Long Tong Tall Sally. It's easy for you to say. And just before that, we had the Cast Irons, and I said I would figure out where they're playing this evening. It's actually an early 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. show at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain. Cast Irons tonight, or this afternoon, or however you want to say it. So if you can, go out and see them. They're just a wonderful band, as you heard, with The Color Blue there.
Right, and JP, that's a lovely place to go hang out on a afternoon for some good music. And
absolutely.
Eric, Neil, and is it
Brian?
Bob?
Brian. And Eric, and you would do that to me. I don't know.
Robert?
Bob? Yes, yeah, Bob the bass player.
Yes,
there you
and
go.
They divide and conquer really nicely. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Who does what, and it shows. The balance in their music is really good, and if somebody's going to get me across the river to go listen to music, it would be the Cast Irons.
There you go. So, Something About the Women is up now with you, Kirsten. What's up with you today?
Julie Rhodes.
Oh, what a wonderful artist.
Yes, and she is playing on Thursday evening in Medford at the Condon Shell, C-O-N-D-O-N, Shell, along the river, which I think will be spectacular. What an amazing place to hear her, and I think she has the chops to carry that space, and so I'm going out with some friends in a picnic.
Sounds beautiful.
So we'll listen to some Julie Rhodes, and then also some musicians who will be playing at Prescott Park over the summer. Have you been to any of the concerts there? Portsmouth, New Hampshire, outdoors.
I have, but not this year.
Yeah, I heard Gillian Welch there last year. That was the first time I'd gone, and Shovels and Rope are going to be there, Mandolin Orange. Gillian Welch is coming back. Mm-hmm. So
with or without David Rawlings?
You know,
a lot of times he's just there.
He's just there. Yeah. Yes. And so you don't, I think the reverse happens too.
Yeah.
You know, he'll be billing and she's right there. So
yeah, they come as a package set.
I have never heard her perform without him. So I'm just assuming he's going to be there.
It's wonderful stuff.
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay. So 11:04, I'm Mike. I'm out and we're starting in a beachy mood.
We are.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'll be back next week at 9. Stick around for Kirsten and Something About the Women here on WMFO.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye.
Thank you.
morning. This is Kirsten sitting in for Something About the Women. 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Thank you, Mike, for such a great show, and lovely to see you in the station. It isn't often that I come in and it's just Mike solo, so it's always nice to hear what he has to say about what he's playing and think about when these songs came out and what was happening then. It turns out we were both born the same year, and so I say it's a fine year for Bordeaux and DJs, but that's my sense of humor. So we started Something About the Women with Beach House, because a day without Beach House is a day without sunshine. That was PPP. In the background, you can hear Agnes Obel. This is called September Song, and September indeed, because in September we'll be able to find her at Sinclair. I like Sinclair. I think they have a good lineup, and she is there specifically September 17th. So without further ado, we will begin on what my version of Something About the Women is. I share this spot with three other DJs, Sue and Liz and Jane, and we really have fun. We have a lot of fun trying to figure out what to play that highlights women in music, and we each have our own approach. I like to say that Sue does more, I'm not going to pigeonhole, but you will hear maybe more older rock with Sue, newer rock with Liz, musical theater with Jane, and I tend to play a little bit mellow. So let's continue.
Baby, now that I found you, I won't let you go. I built my world. by the looks of everyone. It's been a long 2 weeks, coming up on the business end of a good luck streak. Gave them hell in New York City, headed down to New Orleans, and drove across Mississippi in the rain. It don't seem to freeze too much down in New Orleans, but the rain can sure wash out the street. Across the snow line, man, it was just in time. They're digging them out everywhere north of the Chesapeake. And I'm up too damn early in the morning, watching the world around me come alive. And I need more fingers to count the ones I love. This life may be too good to survive. They canceled a parade or two for weather. The kings and saints, their robes all soaking wet. But we were happy just to all be there together. Stoned on the porch, smoking all Nikki's cigarettes. We've been riding down this highway now for all these years, breathing in the dust along the way. But it is the kindness of a friend is what's remembered in the end. It is a debt, it is a pleasure to repay. And it never feels like we're getting any older, but the memories build up around the eyes. And I need more fingers than I got on my two hands. This life may be too good to survive. We were dressed to sell.
imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Okay, my goodness. We're already half an hour into this show. I don't know where the time went. And so I will let you know what you just heard and give you a little information if anybody is playing anytime in the near future. So as I said, I started that set when I was talking with Agnes Obel, September Song. She will be at Sinclair September 17th. Allison Krauss, Now That I Found You. Following that was Allie McGurk, The Calling. Allie McGurk can be found at Sinclair July 13th, so I guess that would be next Friday. After Allie McGurk was New Pornographers, Champions of Red Wine. I'm not sure that that's right. No, it was Shovels and Rope. Sorry about that. Shovels and Rope, St. Anne's Parade. Shovels and Rope will be found at Prescott Park on August 31st. A great place to hear music, sitting outdoors, here along the water, nice breeze, even probably on August 31st. Okay, so then after Shovels and Rope, Squirrel Flower with the song Conditions from Contact Sports. I first heard about Squirrel Flower from Becca on WMBR. She does Breakfast to the Champions on Wednesdays, and I learned a lot about music from her. So shout out to Becca. Then after that was the New Pornographers, Champions of Red Wine. And then a quirky little song that I enjoy, She and Him, Why Do You Let Me Stay Here? In the background right now is Marissa Anderson. Marissa Anderson played at Atwood's last week, and I didn't realize this when I was planning to go hear her that night, that she also would be in the movie, I think it's Leave Without a Trace. It was playing at Kendall Square, and I really didn't know anything about the movie either. I just went in to escape the heat and realized I was with some friends. We realized that Mike Hurley was playing. We're looking at the credits to see who he was playing with, and sure enough, it was Marissa Anderson. So we got to talk to her about that after her performance at Atwood's. What she played, the music was a little bit different than what you're hearing on the CD. It's all instrumental, just beautiful, melodic, and wonderful. So I'm going to continue something about the women with some Julie Rhodes. She is playing in Medford on Thursday evening at the Condon Shell, which is along the Mystic River. And I'm really excited to hear her play. I really enjoy her music, and I think that that'll be a spectacular place to hear her. After that, we're going to get some Mama Cass. So my new friend Roy just called in and asked for some Mama Cass, which I'm really happy to play. I'm not going to tell you what song it is, but it was one that I really enjoy, and I sometimes forget to go back and play some of the music that when I hear it, I think, oh, this is really good. Why don't I listen to it more often? So I hope you enjoy it as well. So let's start with some Julie Rhodes, go on to some Mama Cass, and take it from there.
It's always something with you. You show up late. breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. That leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Thank you, Roy, so much for that request. It's hard to know how to follow Mama Cass, so I'm just going to try with some Patsy Cline and take it from there.
I go out walking after midnight. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight.
before I continue, just let you know that that was Julie Rhodes, Hurry Up and Wait. She will be playing in Medford this Thursday at the Condon Shell. Following that was Mama Cass, Dream a Little Dream of Me. And then Patsy Cline, Walking After Midnight. Thanks, Roy, for calling in and making a request. I'm going to go into a few duets.
Could have told you But I don't believe I've the balls to let you know. I can say that cause I'm a man, but I feel like a little boy today.
I cherish my intercontinental friendships. We talk it over continental breakfast in a hotel in East Bumble, wherever.
Somewhere on the sphere around here. I cherish my intercontinental friendships. Not much very big on enemies. So I kick a can way up into the sun, man. But it falls down into a ravine. I don't mean to even think about it that way, but I do.
Watching the waves come. He's just an inhabitant of some holy ghost.
I walk like a bruised ego along shorefront property unknown to me.
But I'm feeling inferior on the interior.
Don't you see?
Guarded and sentimental.
And after all, it's just a rental.
Like better luck performing telekinesis on a priestess.
You won't believe what I might have, could have told you. But I wouldn't want to leave you tripping out over it. Okay, more so me, but
or just me. Watching the waves come in at night from my back porch to porch swing. Swinging on its own. See, it's just some holy ghost. We talk it over continental breakfast in a hotel in East Bumble, wherever.
Somewhere on the sphere around here.
Faction of the Army of the Cumberland, the 15th Army Corps. Just a few years back was a bunch of boys that never left home before. But the shame of Chickamauga, so hungry they could almost die. Without any order from the general, they clambered up the mountainside, clambered up the mountainside. Whistling Dixie on Missionary Ridge. Don't call to arm those poltergeists. Open up the casket lids. You wake those boys to wonder among the old carnage. So don't go whistling Dixie.
broad daylight, gazing down on Chattanooga, Bragg did not foresee the fight. Outnumbered by the Blue Coats 2-1, he tucked his tail to flee. The Union broke the Confederate line, marched out to the sea, marched out to the sea. Open up the casket lid. You wake those boys to wonder among the old carnage. So don't go whistling Dixie on Missionary sunny place. Don't go whistling Dixie on Missionary Ridge. Don't call to arms those poltergeists. Open up the casket lids. Don't wake those boys to wonder among the old carnage. So don't go whistling Dixie on Missionary.
This is Kirsten sitting in for Something About the Women, 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
If it's gonna freeze the feeling that we used to feel so bright. Oh, baby.